Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Obviously, a lot of people that live across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine, you would say, what, probably 7 out of 10 people would probably be a footy fan?
Yeah, you would say so.
And then a big portion of that, probably Cats fans.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about a player for the Brisbane Lions, though. He used to play for Freo. 2-time Brownlow medalist, one of the best players in the comp, Lachie Neale.
Right.
Now, last year, there was this weird moment where everyone was going, what's going on with Lachie Neale? He's got this weird, it's like someone's like got something on his arm. What's going on there? And he had been clean skinned until this moment,
oh.
But he actually got some swallows tattooed on his arm. And then like photos emerged and everyone was like, oh, well, okay. Lachie Neale didn't seem like someone to get tattoos.
Yeah.
It's like me getting a sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, what's going on there?
Well, I mean, you're working on a sock, aren't you?
Yeah, a tattoo sock,
yeah.
Which is like a sleeve, but for your foot. and I'm slowly working my way there. But he's got, since then, he's added a few things like, and they're quite stunning tattoos. Like the swallows are great. There's a rose and there's probably mm-hmm. some meaning behind it. But there's a new tattoo that people, some Eagle Eye fans, have seen this weekend. I know what it is. I'm going to pass you my phone.
Okay.
What do you think that is?
All right.
In between the rose and the birds.
Is it a piece of bamboo?
No.
Asparagus?
No.
What is that?
It is some sushi rolls.
It's the worst tattoo I've ever seen.
Jessica!
It doesn't look like sushi at all.
It could be. It looks like it's sashimi in the middle there.
Looks so like a barbecue grill.
That's the fish.
And
then
a log.
And then there's obviously the seaweed on the outside. There's a bit of
now
rice
that you've told
there.
Me that it's a piece of sushi, I get it.
Yeah.
But it also...
Who knows? Who knows what that means, right? It
yeah.
might be something really important to him. He might like just like sushi rolls with his partner.
The birds are so beautiful and the rose is so beautiful and then he's just got this log in between them.
Two little sushi rolls. What I wanted to do on 52232955, what is your funny tattoo?
Right.
Your weird tattoo, your strange tattoo. I've got
you
two
exclusively
silly
tattoos.
Silly tattoos. On one side of my left ankle,
yep.
I have a little crab, a little mm-hmm. mud crab, stick figure, holding a wooden spoon because I was playing for a football team called the Mud Crabs and we won the wooden spoon. And
yep.
I thought it'd be a good way to bond together with the boys. And they rebranded the club next year. They're absolute bastards.
And none of the other boys got it.
No one else.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of my left ankle, I also have a wrestling tattoo when mm-hmm. I was over in the United States some time ago now. And
I cannot stress enough, though, like, we'll put a picture up of your tattoos.
Okay.
Because they're not detailed.
No, it's stick figures.
Yeah.
The tattoo artist, when I got my second stick figure tattoo, he was like, I've never seen anyone have two so close.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, that's so special. That's unique. That's what I was going for. And I thought it'd be fun for us to hear some silly, weird, funny tattoo stories.
Mm.
Maybe call up, say what, if it's appropriate, of course.
Yeah. Jody in Ocean Grove, you know two separate people who have interesting tats.
Yeah, most definitely interesting. I've got an ex-sister-in-law that had a W tattooed on each bum cheek.
Would she whip that out at parties? Would she, Jody?
She put it on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Mm. Yep.
Okay, so that's what she's... So she doesn't need the middle letter is essentially what she's implying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, wow indeed.
I mean, see, if you get a tattoo like that...
I'm not sure what she was thinking at the time.
You've got to pull out you've got to moon people constantly to whip it out.
The problem is, like, you've got to spread your
chest. Oh, don't be spreading it.
Well, that's the thing. That's what she's implying.
I think it's implied. You don't need a full spread.
Okay.
Yeah, spread the word.
Oh, okay. Jody.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. All right, what's the other one, Jody?
The other one was another guy that I'd met, and he had a six-pack tattooed on his belly.
Now we're talking,
Are we talking a six-pack of beer?
No. You know how abs of, you know, you got the six-pack look.
Sorry, that's more my six-pack.
Yeah, he had it tattooed.
Why bother going to the gym, Tim, when you can just tattoo it on?
I like it. It's cheaper. It's more effective. You don't have to do any work,
uh-huh.
really. Excellent. Thank you very much, Jody. Amanda in Leopold. Who's this about?
So it's my tattoo.
Okay. What do you got?
I have a chicken nugget with sweet and sour sauce.
Amanda. Whereabouts is the chicken nugget?
It's on my arm.
Right.
So my daughter really struggled to go to school a couple of years ago, and I told her if she went for 10 weeks in high school, she could pick my tattoo, and wow, she could pick where it went.
Wow.
And that's what I've got.
So and you followed through.
Do you know, do you even like chicken nuggets?
Look, it's okay. It's not terrible. It's a great starting, like, it's a great conversation starter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereabouts is the tattoo on your arm?
So between my elbow and my wrist.
Oh, right.
Oh, so it's like the, that's, yep, that's pretty good real
You can, like, whip it out at the Macca's drive-thru and be like, well, yep, it's on my arm, so give us a McDiscount, please.
Yep, 100%. And it's, like, a decent size. It's probably a good 5 centimetres.
Oh, my God.
That's decent. Good on you for following through, Amanda. I absolutely would have chickened out of that. No pun intended. Sorry. Well, thank you very much, Amanda. Fair enough. Can I just say, who was that? Jody from Grove, from Ocean Grove there.
Yeah.
Talking about the W on the cheeks and the O in the
middle. Oh, we're going back to...
Well, I feel like that's the second person we've had call the show before and they've used their bum hole as like an O in a spelling.
Yeah, I didn't know this was such a common occurrence.
It's a weird theme to keep recurring on our show. But hey, I think we set the tone.
Alex in Kerr Lewis.
Hello, Alex.
Alex, you got a tattoo for your child as well, right?
Yeah. How you going, guys? Yeah, I've got the hungry caterpillar.
Excellent.
On my forearm.
Just was your child super into that book?
Yeah, she was absolutely obsessed with it. So I thought, what better way than to get the hungry caterpillar tattooed on there? And yeah, and I got her name in the segments of the caterpillar.
That is so cute,
that
Alex.
Is beautiful. Alex, it's funny, like my wife and I, we've talked a lot about for our son, like he's gone through some phases and there's a few things that he's like really honed in on. One of them, so I imagine you read the Hungry Caterpillar to your daughter a fair bit, right?
Yes, lots.
So we have this book and every time, since he's been really little, we read him this book and there's this umbrella on this page, and he always play like he goes to scratch and play with it. And I've been like, I want to get that umbrella
cute
tattooed on my leg because obviously
you should definitely get the umbrella.
Okay,
and then put Jack in the umbrella.
All right, he's also really likes this pair of kookaburras in another book. And I'm just like, I can't start a sleeve.
He also
like
is
this.
Obsessed with trucks. So I mean, how many tattoos are you going to get
it's
for young Jack?
End up quite a decent sleeve. Well, Alex, when you showed your daughter, how old was she, and how did she react?
Oh, she was very young still, so she would have been like 3, maybe.
Oh, that's old enough to be like, oh, that's on Dad's body.
Yeah, she was pretty excited about it, but then quickly moved on. So.
Where is it? Sorry, we never asked.
So it's on the inside of my left forearm. It's massive. It goes from my wrist all the way.
Oh no, we lost you there, Alex. Say it again. It goes from your wrist to where?
That's my wrist.
Oh, this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
I'd like to imagine that it goes from his wrist all the way up to his chest.
Yeah. I think so,
and
too.
And the face is on the right side of his chest.
I know his phone cut out, but let's just...
That's how it's... I'm always going to remember it now. Yep. Tim and Jess,
the podcast. I'm speaking slowly because Ava doesn't know how to put on headphones. So turn on your microphone now.
Stop. I was fine. I've been fine since you started talking.
All right. Ava, thank you for coming on in here. We can do... off air, we can teach you how to put headphones on your head.
Thanks.
It's more challenging than you'd think.
It's just twisted.
Yeah, we know you are. You're trying. Jess, anything you'd like to say to Ava before we get into this?
You're doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Thanks, Jess.
This is going to be something.
Level up your event or building site with Aim Higher.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Ava from the newsroom today brings us 3 news stories, Tim. She's going to leave out some key elements. It is our job to fill in those blanks.
All right, hopefully we've been across the news today. Who is the new leader of the Liberal Party?
Oh, this is exciting. I said to Tim, why does this name sound so familiar? We've actually interviewed her on the show before.
Multiple times, many
moons ago.
Susan Lee.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You know what I like about her?
What?
Looks normal.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. And I don't want to say that about any other former or current politician.
Sure.
But I think Australia's got this interesting track record of just stranger-looking politicians.
It'll be interesting to see what she does for the Liberal Party going forward, because clearly whatever they did in that last election did not work out well for them. So I reckon there'll be a bit of some big changes for the Liberal Party coming up.
For people that might not know, where is Susie Girl doing her electorate out of?
Thara, so New South Wales, sort of just north of Mildura, over the border that side.
Yeah, so good on you, Susie Girl.
Well done.
Get that government in.
The Cannes Film Festival has announced new dress code rules. What are they?
Ooh, shoes are a must, please.
No. I'm going to... I want to say that hopefully that is a rule.
Yeah.
It might not be, but you would think. Not one of the new ones.
No shirt, no shoes, no service. So kind of just adding on to what Jess said.
Yeah, nice.
Not quite. Nudity. So because sheer dresses have become quite popular,
yes.
Putting a big old ban on that on the red carpet.
So the nipple won't be freed.
Mm-hmm. No.
I think a bit of...
For men and women?
Well, it's got to go both ways.
Yeah, you would hope.
Like if Jess and I were technically invited, which would never happen in the Seven Kingdoms of Anthony.
I don't know. I cop an invite every year.
You and I both wore sheer.
Yeah.
And you had to tape your nipples, but I didn't have to tape mine. That's not equality.
That is an equality.
So
correct.
I don't want that.
They've also technically banned voluminous dresses with long trains because it slows the flow of guests walking through and makes it hard for seating.
I like it. Keep traffic moving. I understand that. I'm on board with that.
And then I did have a story prepared, but then you guys spoke about it, so I didn't want to give you an easy one, so I've picked something really hard instead.
Oh, excellent.
So the Cat's health update comes out at 5 p.m, and I don't know if you guys have checked it in the last 5 minutes, but can you tell me what three players are tests for this week?
I would say it'd be Lawson Humphreys, I would say it'd be Reece Stanley, and I would say it's Tom Stewart.
Two out of three.
Oh. Hey, that's pretty good.
Nah,
you
I'm
got
gonna,
Reece and Tom Stewart, correct?
Right. Test.
Can I? What is test? What does that mean?
Like they're going to do a test to see if they're fit enough to
play. Sure. Yeah.
here we go.
I'm trying to think of a player.
Is it Cameron Guthrie?
No. I really want Jess to get it.
She won't.
Sean Manor.
No, he's already fine.
Good to hear. One of our faves.
Jack Henry.
Yes.
Yes, Tim!
I was going to say, your twin, perhaps.
Yes, I have been called Discount Jack Henry. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Timu Jack Henry.
Yep. Exciting for Jack Henry because he's missed quite a few with a hamstring injury. So it'd be great to have him back.
Actually, because I know we spoke about it a little bit on the show, but I've been doing like the game day stuff, like the MC for Cats home games, or some of them. Someone yelled out Bailey Wish at me.
Bailey Wish!
I'm convinced it's someone that works at the radio station. Steve from sales goes to all the Cats games.
He wouldn't be that clever to think of that.
Ava, were you there on
of course I was.
On Sunday?
Yep.
It was Ava then.
Do you think I looked like a discount version of Bailey Smith?
In your dreams.
I don't think anyone's thinking that. I'm sorry, but like...
Well, no, that's the thing. No, that's the thing. I'm not blonde. I don't have muscles. Yeah. I'm not good at anything. Don't say...
You have been mistaken for a player multiple times.
Twice now.
Like on ground
just
announcer.
Just because you're in uniform, I think.
Yeah, but like the body underneath it, Ava. Come on.
I'm hoping you're not shirtless at the footy.
Well, maybe I should start. And that's how people will definitely stop calling me the discount version
of
Bailey Smith.
You reckon? You reckon?
Okay. A bit of body positivity would have gone a long way as well.
You've got a nice badonkadonk.
Okay. That makes me feel better. Have you been paying attention?
It does, Ava. Have you
is
seen
thanks
it?
To Aim High. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. This is Tim and Jess. Jess, I've asked Ava to stick around from the newsroom after testing our news knowledge. Thank you very much, Ava.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay. Need to address something. I think a fashion trend has come to an end.
Oh.
I think it's time
to. Is it something that Ava is wearing? Is that why she's
no,
stuck
no,
around?
No, that would be horrible.
Ava, you're so off trend. Yeah.
I would say it's more a stereotypical male thing.
Okay.
I've confided my thoughts about this to you privately, Jess, but I think it's time we put it out there. I think the generation of the fun sock guy has come to an end.
Yes, you have. You have told me because you went through a fun sock phase.
We all do in our mid to early 20s.
I remember for one birthday, Ava, I bought Tim a sockscription.
It was excellent.
Nice.
And every month a new pair of socks would show up to the
office.
Yeah.
Because you were a fun sock guy for a long time. Will from the newsroom used to be a very big fun sock guy.
Yep.
He's dead to us now.
Yeah, he's got another job. True. Never mind.
Why is it over? Why?
I saw, like, when Will was here on his last day, I was looking at him. I gave him a cuddle and I was like, mate, I love you. Like, you work so hard, so proud. And I looked down and I was like, what an uggo. What is happening here? This is I don't
know. On the
weekend,
my brother was wearing Santa socks. I was like, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
I think the new version of the fun sock is the. It's like, it's almost like a, maybe a basketball sock, and it's got like an emblem on the side up the top.
Yes, yeah. Young Gus from Promotions.
It's got like cherries on it or something.
Yeah, he had ones with cherries on it the other day.
And
very
I think
cool.
That's what it's turning into. Or just instead of like, all right, here's a blue sock with 50,000 donuts on it. It's just bold colors are the new fun sock guy. So it's like, I'm wearing pink, full pink socks. That's what it is. I think the crazy patterns.
I think you're being boring, Tim. I think fun socks never left. I think you just have to be bold enough to do it.
I've known a couple fun sock guys in my time, and they were lovely.
Oh, I feel like you're holding back there, Ava.
No.
Tell us how you really feel.
I think he was great. And ooh. I think the socks were great. And
I think we're not talking about socks anymore.
Yeah.
I think there's a different letter.
Sure,
in the
he broke my heart, but he had cool socks on when he did it.
Okay, all right. So you want the trend to be over because so it stops reminding you of bad times.
No, just keep going.
I think you're right about there's an age bracket. It's like 18 to like...
Late 20s? Like 29.
Yeah, 28, 29.
By your 30th, figure it out.
And then by the time you turn 30, I feel like a lot of blokes just stick to regular socks. And I don't think there's necessarily should be a cutoff. But like then you get like fun socks back once you become a dad, I think.
Well, I've started wearing my fun socks. Like now that it's cooler, I wear them around the house to make my feet warm. But I would never wear them out of the house now. So all the socks you've gifted me, I still do wear them. I want you to know that, but it's just in there.
But he's just embarrassed to wear them in front of other people.
Thank you, Ava. That's so much better. Yeah. I couldn't have put it better myself.
I feel like fun socks are better than like socks and sandals. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, hang on. There's nothing wrong with socks and sandals.
I went out for dinner with a bloke, one of our mates on Friday night, and he wore socks and Birks. And I was like, what are those?
No, that's totally fine. That's totally fine.
Totally fine.
That's totally fine.
Oh, Tim.
All right. Buddy. Well, tomorrow, I guess we're talking about socks and Birks. Excellent. This is Tim and Jess. I actually forgot that this was happening today. Today's the first day I've started this thing called 75 Hard, but I don't think I'm doing the hard version.
You're doing 75 medium.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's a thing, but yeah, it's like...
I know 75 soft is a real thing.
But yeah, my wife was like, well, it's not soft. And I was like, okay, you're telling me. I'll just, whatever we're doing, I'm on board. Yeah. Like, we've been wanting to try it. Had a couple of mates that have done it. We're like, sure, let's do it.
Mm.
75 days, July 27, that is when it's 75 days. And it's like two sessions of exercise, a lot of water. Obviously, your
journaling.
Diet, journaling. Your
reading a book.
Reading a book, your diet.
What's your book of choice
so
far?
I've got a lot of books. I do like biographies or autobiographies.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think I'm probably going to just go to like Dr. Carl or Dave Grohl's.
I can give you The Rock's autobiography. I've still got that.
Thank you, actually.
Read it many times.
I might come calling.
Yeah.
Because I initially was a no, but now I'm interested.
It's a good
in
read.
That.
He's been through a lot.
But today, because... It kind of, my wife was like very adamant. She's like, we're going to start on Tuesday. I was like, yep, sure. Like, but then we've been so busy, haven't been able to go to the shops to buy all the food. And she was like, look, I'll do it today while you're at work. She's like, just, you're going to have to buy a salad or something for lunch. And I was like, excellent. Went and got a salad and it was nice.
It looked fancy.
Had protein in it, all those kind of things. That's what she was like, just get protein. And I was like, sure. And I know I sound uneducated in this whole 75 thing because I am. I'm just on board. Blind, willing, ready and able.
Tell me what to do, please.
Yeah. Gosh, do I think, like, I haven't had it in so long because it's never my choice to put it in. Red onion is awful. Who would pick red onion over brown onion?
What do you mean?
Red onion, uncooked red onion.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But the whole point, the whole reason you use red onion in a non-cooked situation, like a salad, is that it's like a milder taste. It's like much more mild than like a brown onion.
Well, yeah, I'm not eating brown onions, Rob.
Exactly.
I'm not Tony Abbott, so, like, former Prime Minister.
You throw it in your salad, it just adds a bit of what the cultured people call flavour, Tim.
It's not flavour. If you like sour crap, sure. Not sour. I don't even know what it is. But whatever flavour red onion, raw red onion.
I prefer red
to
onion to brown onion.
There's no
in
way.
In every scenario.
That is.
Fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Baked.
Yeah. You go to Bunnings.
In a stir fry.
You go to Bunnings and you ask for a sausage. Oh, do you have red onion actually?
I wouldn't mind it.
That is abhorrent.
Throw it in.
That is abhorrent. I've just like almost jumped. I've launched out of my chair. Are you? Okay.
I wish
real
they
time.
Did.
Real talk. Yeah. Real talk.
Real talk.
Are you saying it to get a reaction?
No.
Out of me.
Because I buy exclusively red onions at my house.
Mm.
And my husband's never said anything to me. In fact.
He's scared to speak.
In fact, when we've had salads, he's like, oh, this red onion's nice in the salad. Because he loves it. Because he enjoys flavor.
No, you're forcing him. Now you're having a son, you're going to force him to as well.
And he will love red onions too, just like his father.
I think if you did a... Can you put up a Instagram thing?
Sure.
Can you do a snap poll on what's the better onion?
Mm-hmm.
Because brown reigns supreme.
And then I'm honestly surprised that you haven't done a...
Big call
on this.
Well, it's not a big call because this one's super obvious.
But usually,
the whole thing is big calls are controversial statements. Brown onions being better than red onions is not a controversial statement.
How do you feel about spring onions?
I like a spring.
Yeah.
Spring girl.
Well, spring onion is essentially red onion.
Disagree. Spring onion's green.
Correct.
Red onion's red.
Similar flavor.
I think, put up the poll. This time tomorrow, we'll touch back.
Right.
Because I hate it.
I think you may be the only one.
I might quit 75 hard because of spring onion.
If I had
to have it every single day, I wouldn't be able to.
No one's asking you to eat the red onion.
No, but I'm just saying.
In fact, I know that where you got your salad from, you could choose what was in the salad.
No, the salad was pre-made. I had no idea. She was like, "What do you want in it?" I was like, "What it says on the board?" I'm so confused. I've never dieted like this before. And then you put red.
Well, don't call it a diet.
Yeah, it's not really a diet. Well, I don't want to eat it, so it is. That's what a diet is, right?
Good Lord.
All right. Instagram. Get on it. Chuck a poll up. We'll touch base tomorrow. Stevie Jess driving on. I just want numbers. Tomorrow, pure
okay.
numbers.
That's I'll a, give you the
I don't
data.
The phones,
I don't
data.
Want to hear you arguing with me, though. Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.